Hi there, Kamasi here, author, strategist and coach, and welcome to the reading of this week's newsletter that I put out, my weekly newsletter, Happiness Tips. This one's for the 19th of April and I'm just trying something new where I record this just in case you don't have time to sit down and read it and you're doing something concurrently. And today's article is about tapping into the full potential that exists at your fingertips if Let's get to the punchline. About 15 minutes ago, I finished doing a self-healing technique developed by Dr. Darren Wiseman. I did an abbreviated version of what he calls the Lifeline Technique. Part of the process is setting an intention, which is very relevant to this conversation. First, you set an intention, starting with I am, and I go on to say that this is a very powerful two-word combination, and we need to use the I am very wisely. My chosen intention for this activity was, I am a creative genius, able to create something from nothing. Part two of the setting, an intention, is to connect to the feeling associated with experiencing the I am statement in the now. And as you may or may not know, it is the quality and coherence plus the intensity of our feelings that most influences the quantum field around us. So the feeling I felt when I was truly connected to being a creative genius was pure potential. When I experienced and connected to this emotion, felt really awesome and full of pure potential. I created the feeling by self-generating the feeling from the inside out. That's the potential that exists in all of us, to create the emotion or emotions we actually wish to feel. This is easier at times, harder at others, but it's still possible for all of us. Now, here's what I want to remind you about. Firstly, my hypotheses on your creative potential. This isn't really just my hypotheses. I've recently heard similar views from clairvoyants, astronomers, energy workers, and colleagues in the wellness space. So my hypothesis is this. Over the last few years, our creative potential has been stifled by fear, uncertainty, and a focus on just survival. This means that there is a well of potential, untapped creative energy in us individually and collectively, which is waiting to be expressed. We as beings of life are just like the life around us. Think Mother Nature, which is designed, architected to grow. I think the same source code for growth exists within all of us. A strong, unconscious desire to grow, to express, to birth things, be they small humans or ideas. So I strongly suspect there's a huge well of creative energy ready within you, awaiting expression. I also think there's a collective energy around the planet which is awaiting creative expression. This means one, there is a massive amount of potential creative energy sitting at the base of your spine waiting to be expressed. Now hold that thought. Now let's revisit the intention thing. There is a saying used in the wellness space which says, where attention goes, energy flows. This is more than just a woo-woo statement. It is implying that where we direct our attention and intention is where our creative energy, physical energy, and even psychological or mental energy are expressed. Experiments like the double slit experiment by quantum physicists showed that our attention affects the results at a quantum level. So your attention matters a lot. But here is the challenge. Maintaining our attention on the things we do want, as opposed to being distracted to focusing on the things we don't want, that's our challenge. It can be hard to maintain our attention on the stuff we do want when there are so many external and internal distractions pulling our attention in the wrong direction. I did say hard, but I didn't say impossible. And now let's bring these two elements together. Creating pure potential. First, I said I believe there is an enormous creative energy sitting at the base of your spine or at the back of your mind which wants to be expressed. Secondly, I talked about the importance of a clear intention and focus on what you do want. When you bring a clear intention with this abundant potential creative energy, The end result is the creation of something even greater than whatever has come before. I think we're at a time where our potential to create amazing stuff is on absolute hyperdrive. We can create more abundantly, and I believe quicker, that is collapsing the quantum wave of potential more quickly. I think if there was ever a time where you wanted to create something new, now, right now, is the time. Take your attention and creative potential away from the things you don't want. Get in the habit of redirecting your energy, attention, and intention at what you do want, even if you have to do it 20 to 30 times a day. It goes something like this. 1, you get distracted. 2, you focus on what you don't want. 3, you catch yourself out. 4, you redirect your attention, intention, and creative energy on what you do want. 5, and you repeat this as many times as you need to until you've created mind and muscle memory that has you focused on what you do want about 99% of the time. And then you reap the rewards of your creative geniusness. I think I just made that word up. My parting words. We humans are powerful creators. And now is a time where your creative energy is awaiting expression at a much higher potential level than in the past. But we need to be clear about where we direct that energy and the power within. Stay focused on what you do want to create. And if your attention drifts, as it surely will, just redirect it back to what you do want. But do that to yourself in a kind, caring, and conscious way. Now, I know you've got this. And finally, enjoy your day and week. Focus on all the things you do want more of and just crowd out the stuff that doesn't serve you. So that's all I have for the newsletter for this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me read through my newsletter that I wrote for this week. I hope that you're having a fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. If this resonates for you, do pass it on to someone that you think might benefit from this. Other than that, have a great day and take care.